It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine. Yes, we're still a show. We're still happening.
The bi-monthly barely. Comedy Shoe Shine podcast.
Man, this one got away from us. I don't even think we have any really good reason.
I was in Arizona for a couple days.
Sam's a part-time resident of Arizona now.
I'm what you call a snowbird.
Got it. Say hi to the other snowbirds for me.
Was that F? It must have been F.
Way back when. Good times. Yeah, I got some stuff to talk about. It's been so long. Gotta go back.
Yeah, mostly just Arizona stuff that you wouldn't get.
Tales.
I have an Arizona accent now. I don't know if you can hear it, but I definitely picked. And I go back in like 10 days again.
Again? Wow! I thought you only had two.
No, three
trips. Wow.
Three Arizonas.
Jeez. Yeah, like, I mean, you could try your Arizona comedy on us and just see if it translates. I don't know. I'm sure.
Probably have some Arizona listeners. So yeah, they'll get it.
At least a couple.
Can't be any worse than my usual stuff.
So
what do you got? You didn't go to Arizona.
Well, I got some stuff. No, I'm a little to know.
All right. Well, Arizona. I'll just take my headphones off. Just text me when you're done with your non-Arizona jokes.
Oh God. I have something that needs to be said about a certain commercial. I don't even need to play it, but it just needs to be said. I'm tired of seeing these fucking things. The dumbass farmers commercials over and over. We are farmers, blah, 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 blah. Where the whole conceit of the commercial is some weird thing happens and then the newspaper guy from Spider-Man is the guy who knows everything. And he's like,
They make exhibits in a museum of insurance about them.
A golf ball hit a guy in the nuts, and then steered his car the wrong, whatever. We covered it in 1987. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And he's like taking someone who's always a terrible actor that's like just got a job as a non-speaking role, touring through this farmer's insurance museum. And like, it's not that bad of a commercial, you know, but I've seen a million of them. And at this point, it's like, you don't need experience. Somebody's car gets dinged or whatever, and you just pay money for it. That's all that anything. There's no, you don't need experience.
No, you deny the claim. Yeah. That's what actually happens.
Or that. Yeah, actually. You just try not to pay any money out for it. There's not like, Geico one time, a car, a guy was like, he's like trying to pee out the window. And it ran into something, and they didn't know how to cover it because they've never encountered that before. But we here at Farmers, we've seen it, so we know to just deny the claim.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing. You don't need any experience. There's nothing matters in that. You just you fucking cover it or you don't. That's all it is.
Yeah. None of those would probably be covered too. All the stuff they say, they'd be like, no, we don't cover that. But your commercial, I don't know what commercial you're talking about, sir. We don't. That's not us. We have a commercial they make. It's just comedy. We don't actually, none of that.
We know a thing or two because we've denied a thing or two. It's just like the first four, I was like, all right. And then it's been like 10 years of those commercials. I'm like, I get it. You cover whatever it is. Your policy says you cover whatever you cover. Try not to cover it because that's how insurance works. Insurance is like the you know, in my old age and more left-leaning years, like, insurance is a stupid business the government should just do. Because all it is a bunch of people pooling risk and then, like, a company making money off of having the money to cover that risk. Like, I don't even, yeah. Just fuck it. Why are we charging ourselves money for that and, like, making some insurance companies' executives $1 billion when we could just have the government do it? It's not even, doesn't even take any, whatever. Not to go all political on you. The point is those stupid fucking commercials. Just had to say it. Yeah. Had to be said. Now, give us some Arizona comedy.
You just have to wait 12 to 16 months for your actual claim check to come through. But other than that, it would be fine. Arizona comedy. I don't have anything actually, but I do have, it's hard to transition from that into, I just have a lot of bank humor actually. That's just one.
Okay.
This is something where I'm going to say what this is, and either everyone listening and you will be like, yeah, we already knew that. Or you'll say, no, that's not true. Like this person can't possibly be true. Have you take checks, your deposit checks, right? Whether it's over
from
your mobile.
From time to time, sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing that I've already know too.
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
That you already what?
No,
oh,
that I know. Something that I've thought too. Not that I've said.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So I got a check. Are your checks made out to you or do you have like a business? Do they write them to your business,
man,
or whatever?
I actually don't even know. I don't even bother to look.
So I've had my business.
If someone hands me a check, I assume it's me. I don't know. Usually it says like, I don't know. Sometimes they say like, you know, kid, cancer, charity, where I still just cash it in my account.
Yeah, you cash them.
Somebody gave it to me. It's my check.
Yeah, that's how I was too, because I don't look at
anything. You're
you,
and you have a check.
So I've had my business, first off, this is none of your fucking business, but I've had my business for, I don't know, 6 years. And I've gotten, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of checks, just all day long, checks, checks, checks.
They're all for like 4 or 5 cents. It's a rough business.
And so what I do is the mobile banking I use, they allow like $4 maximum checks, whatever, for no reason. So I do whatever I can, and then when I go over that, I just take it in.
Yeah,
it in the
side
machine.
Note, they need to allow Chase, if you have Chase, I have the same thing. Yeah. They need to allow us to sign a deal. Like, I'll put my house up as leverage. I don't even care. Like, if they lift that fucking limit, you know, whatever they need to do to ensure that I'm not, like, going to cash a wrong check. I don't even know what the danger is. Like,
that's where
check
I'm kind of going
fake,
with all this.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, then.
No, it's fine. But... So, okay, I got a check. It was whatever, several. It was like 15,000. It wasn't like 100, you know, it wasn't $1 million. It was like $10,000 to my business. And I did the thing online. I actually did on the phone first, and they said, like, your check was denied or something, like your request to deposit the check. I wasn't cashing it, I was just depositing it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it,
you can't really cash it out of your phone. I like to put, it gives you some.
Yeah. And so I said, it said something about endorsement, you know, like endorsement problem or whatever.
I've gone through this.
So I went in and I was like, I'll just put it in the thing because there's something wrong with the picture on the phone or something. Like, I'll just put it in the ATM. Mm-hmm. So I went to the ATM, put it in. And like later that night, I got the same thing, like a notice in my account or whatever that was like, you know, endorsement.
Yeah, like check, accepts whatever. It at first. And then it's like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, so I go, what the heck? What is going on here? So I go to the end of the bank, like, I don't know, a month later, because I don't, you know, I'm not going to the bank every day or even every week, maybe once a month. So I go into the bank and I was like, yeah, deposit this check. Oh, no, they sent in the mail a letter that was like, we couldn't deposit this because the endorsement is not.
Sent you a
like,
John Deere letter.
Yeah. And so it's like, here's a official copy of the check that you can shove up your ass, or I don't know what it said. Like, this is not money, but here's a check for whatever. You could smoke it. You could, I don't know, write a love note to your wife, girlfriend on it. And so I brought that in and I go, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I signed this check like I've done 1,000 times.
This is weird because you're telling a story that's in my memory. Like, I've gone through exactly this. Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Was it
but
question?
You didn't talk about
was it from the government? Because that's the one time I've had this problem. Was I got like a tax check? No. Oh, okay.
Just a person, vendor, whatever. Mm. And So she goes, oh, yeah, I see here. They said that the name that you signed doesn't match your business name. And I was like, yeah, that's my name doesn't match my business name.
Yeah.
I signed my name on the check. And she goes, no, you're supposed to sign the name of your business on the back of your business check.
Weird.
And I was like, well, that's not true. There's no possible way that's true. What is the point of signing a check? Just think about it.
Yeah, there's no point.
I'm Sam. I own this business. I'm signing that I have a check.
What is even the point of any of it?
You don't have to do any of that.
Do you sign all your PayPal transfers too? Like, hi, yeah, it's nothing. I'm going to blow your fucking mind. I never sign my checks. Never.
You don't even sign them.
Never.
And you still deposit them?
Absolutely. I pop them right in that fucking phone and they don't care. They save and say, oh, sign it and write a short story about the origins of this check. How you came by this check.
How you felt that day.
Yeah.
I asked her, I said,
your feelings on fiat currency and you're like, it's nothing. I don't do it.
I said, what's the point? Anybody could write my business name on the top of the check. Why would you need?
They're like, only Mr. Your Bit. Like when Apple cashes a check, they think there's like an Apple that does it. It's not Tim Cook. It's not Tim Apple. It's like an actual giant walking apple that, like,
you know how somebody could find or know what to sign on the back of the check? Because the front of the check says the business name.
Yeah. It's a foolproof system, sir. Don't question it.
It makes no sense. And then I said, okay, I'll just write my business name on the back of this thing. She goes, yeah. And I go, what is the scam here? Like, someone's going to come in with a check made out to me and sign like the wrong, they're going to write like,
it's
my business
so
name with like one letter off.
I don't even understand what the original concept is for.
I know.
Like, it's every level of it makes no sense.
I'm just putting money into my account that people sent to me. What is the scam? Like, oh no, they didn't mean to write that check to you and you stole it from
this
something.
This is mind blowing.
It makes no sense.
None
of it makes any sense.
It must have been back in the day, like during the Pony Express, Wells Fargo, something like you would write, I don't know, I guess checks were so easy to forge that you also had to sign it to, then they'd like go talk to you or something. I don't know. Nowadays, no fucking part of it makes any sense.
It's so weird. I was just thinking, like, is that what every business has been doing, is signing the name of their business in like regular cursive or whatever they do on the back of a check?
And
I was
the
only one who was signing my name
mind you.
For
this
5 years.
This is the fucking
years.
Endorsement of the thing, which again makes no sense. It's one thing if it's like, you got to sign a certain thing to write someone a check. Then, okay. I mean,
how would they verify that?
I know. They don't verify. It still doesn't matter. But like, all right, I'll do it. I'll play your stupid fucking game and scribble my name in an illegible way on if I'm writing someone a check, which I've done 3 times in my lifetime. But like, I got a check. Why am I signing the back of it? Like, what is...
Yeah, it's mine. Put it in my account. All you do is check the front. If it said, hey, no, it says John's Horse Trading. That's not you. This is John's check.
I'm going to do you one even better. If someone gives me a check that's like, Lydia is writing a check to the Target Corporation and I hand it to the bank, they should just deposit it in the Target's bank account. Like, what does it matter that I have it or that I've handed it to you? A check is, here's the account it's coming from, here's the account it's going to, do it. What does the signing do?
Yeah.
Nothing. Am I crazy? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
It's the dumbest thing ever. I just can't believe that you're supposed to write the name of your business.
No, that
can't
be right.
Get over that.
That still can't be right.
I wrote it in not even cursive. I just wrote block letters of the name of my business on the back. And they're like, yeah. Now we will allow $15,000 from somewhere to go to you because of that.
That makes no sense.
Anybody on the street could grab this check and write that on the back of it and put it in my account.
Is it like the when you're online and it's like click that you're not a robot? Is that all it is?
Like,
they don't want any fucking robots cashing checks. It's only...
I love to think of what system... Because I deposited it on the mobile app, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a computer that saw my signature and was like, that doesn't look like the name of his business or whatever? Like, what? How does that even... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the...
I'm trying to remember the thing that I had happen. It only happened because it was like some sort of IRS or it might have been the state. I can't remember. But they wrote me a check for some overpayment of business taxes. And because they wrote it to the business, I can't, I had the same thing. I deposit it. They're like, oh, cool, hunky dory. And then, yeah. You know, like later on, so I get an email that's like, this is an emergency. You've tried to commit a crime here, sir. And they give you that copy that's like, you can use this as a real check. It's weird. It's kind of cool, actually. Because they can't, your check has already been either destroyed or like, you know, they're machine aided or whatever. So they're like, well, fuck that. But here's a receipt that you could, you know, like pretend treat as the check. And so I took that and I just tried to, I think I did what you did where I was just like, all right, I'll fucking do this again. I don't know what the problem is. And then eventually, you know, because and I think we're similar that we can't devote brain power to it. Like it takes several stages before I'm able to like, okay, I have to actually think about this in a way that's a serious way, you know, like,
yeah,
the first few times, because we're you and I are so, you know, we got a lot of stuff to think about. It's like, I'm just going through the motions and I'll give it another try or two of going through the motions before I am like, all right, what is actually fucking going on in this situation? And I took it to the guy in the front of, you know, the bank teller. I can't, now I can't remember what I did. It might've been the same thing, but I don't think I had to sign the name of my business though.
Yeah. It sounds like a fake thing they made up. It's weird when rules make no sense. That's one thing where it's like, well, this doesn't make any sense. But how did I deposit? I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. Hundreds at least.
Yeah.
200-300 checks where I sign my name on the back.
I'm not joking. I don't sign the back of my checks. I've deposited every check of my life not signing the back of it. Because I think back in the 90s, the first check I ever deposited, they're like, yeah, you need to endorse the back of it. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah, I hereby endorse that someone else sent me a check. I don't know if they have the money. I don't, you know, I'm no part of this.
Yeah, because even if they're like, oh, this person's disputing that he sent you a check and you say you never got it. It wouldn't be like, you deposited it, but you didn't sign it. So therefore you didn't get the check and it didn't go in your account. But since you signed it, you did get the check. Like it either you deposited or you didn't deposit it. It doesn't prove anything. Like,
I know.
If you signed it on this day.
As far as I'm fucking concerned, if a Chase employee is walking down the street and finds a check blowing around in the wind and it says from some person to Thomas, then that should be fine.
Yeah.
Deposit in my account. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
No, neither side will have a problem with that.
No.
Like the one person wrote a check to you in an amount and you have an account that money is supposed to go into. That's the only...
Like you say, the only possible thing, and this, of course, I can't emphasize enough, doesn't apply to the bullshit thing you're saying of signing the business name. That makes no sense under any circumstances. The endorsing must be like if you indeed came up with a fake check. Like if I was like, oh, I'm going to pretend the IRS wrote me a check and like made a fake one, then the fact that I've endorsed it, maybe that like for a criminal statute, it's like, oh, that's intent or something. It's probably some bullshit thing like that. But like, yeah, what difference does it make? You're an agent or owner or CEO or whatever you are of your fucking company. It's the same. That's the signature that matters, not writing the name of the company.
As far as I can remember, whenever I signed up for my checking accounts, I'm sure I filled out some forms and I signed my name at the bottom. So if they ever were like, there's no reason they need it anyway, but if they were like, hey, we need, this guy has a business, his name is Sam, he signed or didn't sign some stuff. What do we have on file of his signature? Oh, we have his signature of his name. They didn't say, hey, Sam, can you write out the name of your business in block letters down here so that if you ever cash a check, we can make sure that that's your handwriting of the name.
It blows my mind. I've done this bit for years on the receipts, you know, like and everybody I'm sure feels this way by now, but like you're early on, even like 10, 15 years ago, or no, I'm exaggerating, but when would I have done that? Like early F this, so 8 years ago or 9 years, whatever. I've signed 700 trillion things in my lifetime and never once has it mattered. Never one time. And like, yes, we can all come up with a hypothetical where somehow it would matter. But my point is like, I'll risk it. Like, just don't even, you know? And nowadays, especially because you got all the, like the credit card alerts and everything. Like if somebody tries to use, I'll even do one better than what I was just about to say. If I try to use my own card at a thing that I haven't done before that seems fishy, it doesn't even work. They call me and they're like, yeah, this is
shut it off.
Yeah. You don't, nobody should ever sign another thing ever. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's never once mattered.
So stupid. Weird. I don't get it.
And it's anyway. Disappointing too, because as a kid, you want it to be, you're like, there's going to be handwriting experts at every bank that are checking every check, you know, they're like they got that weird thing that you hold in your eye socket somehow, you know, that little magnifying thing that like sticks in your eye.
Yeah.
I've got that. There's that every bank. That's what's in the vault is like a couple of those guys. It was like,
yeah, I guess there's like criminal trials and stuff where they go, oh, the guy rented a van here and he signed the thing. Yeah. And so he, I'm sure. Yeah. But that's, we're not.
But nowadays too,
99.99999% of every transaction doesn't matter.
Right. And especially nowadays that that same trial will just be, well, his phone GPS data says he was there. So he's fucking there. And here's the camera.
DNA on the victim or not or whatever.
Here's the camera that shows he did it. So that's better than the.
It is crazy. The what was that? There was something that came up where they had like 9 million cameras angles of something.
Well, yeah, there's...
It wasn't even a big deal. It wasn't like a...
Well, it's, I guess it's been a bigger problem in the UK. They've had for a lot... I think the UK and China, they're starting... It's getting a little creepy, the amount of surveillance. Yeah. In the UK, it's a little... Man. Yeah, it's a little like less creepy because the UK is not... I mean, China is a weird fucking government that, you know, is like repressive and stuff. So it's even worse there. But like... In the UK, they had for a while, you know, they've had all these cameras. I can't remember why, if it was a crime thing or maybe after the terrorist attack they had. I don't know, but they have a million angles of almost everything there. I think, like in London or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it. Well, anyway, it was that, you know, the hoax hate crime thing that just happened.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They had 1,000 camera things of everything that those guys. The guys did.
It's crazy
to think.
Well, and the whole, the guy did it. He tried to do it in front of a camera and it turned out that the camera was like broken or turned the wrong way. So like his whole plan was to get mugged in front of the security camera and then it didn't show it. Cause wow. Weird. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any more Arizona banker?
I have other stuff.
But I got another. I mean, this is. Okay, I need to talk about this maybe real quick, which is, we talked about the flat Earth thing. Yeah, we talked about the flat Earth document.
Yeah, we talked about how the Earth's definitely flat.
Yeah, exactly. We all agree.
Yeah.
And I, dude, apparently anytime I go home or near home or interact with our family, my subconscious then revolts against me and gives me dreams that are weird, apparently.
Oh, weird.
Because remember I had the last weird one where I was just yelling at the top of my lungs? That was bad. This one was similar, but a little bit less bad, but it was fucking awesome. So
is it before you go or after?
No, it's after. It's after I go. After, so I went to, this was our sister and her son's birthdays are like one day apart. So it was a joint birthday party. Super fun. I loved it. And this was not at, you know, our parents' house. So it was nothing but fun and positivity. Like I had no problem with it. But I guess just like going, it's near where we grew up. You know, we're relatively pretty close. And also my mom was there. Obviously our dad wasn't there because he doesn't go anywhere, do anything. But I guess
the
just
nerve of not going to that. God, asshole.
Yeah. I guess Sam didn't go, but also he lived 2 hours away and we're dying.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I wanted to go, but I couldn't.
It was fun. God, I played wiffle ball with your kids. It was awesome.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to make this about me, but I also messaged anyone involved and apologized and said I wish I would have been there. So anyway,
No, totally different. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, I didn't blame you at all. But what was I saying? So I guess just doing that though. So last night, I guess it's been was that Sunday or Saturday?
It was Sunday.
Oh God, that was so it was the night before. So one day I didn't have a weird dream Sunday night, I guess, or I don't remember, but Monday night. So last night I had an intense dream. God, you know, those dreams you have, like most of the time I don't have this, but sometimes I have a dream where it takes a long time. And like, I'm in this stupid fucking story of whatever the dream is what feels like a while, you know, like. Which must happen every night, but you only remember it sometimes or something, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, in my dream, God, you ready for this? In my dream, mom and dad were dedicated flat earthers and were awesome. Telling me, and it was unreal. And like, it was such a, like, we were arguing about it so much that like dad and I were talking again, but only because I had to fucking argue about this. And like, we're just arguing about flat earth. It was awesome. And I was like trying to...
That's not far from reality.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. As I was doing it, in my mind too, in the dream, I'm trying to figure out the flight data thing argument that I wanted to make.
Yeah, yeah.
So my whole... This is why I felt so fucking involved. I was like making the argument. I was like... And in the dream, I was like, is this even worthwhile? Because it's not... They'll just have an excuse. Oh, dude. Here's another thing that's amazing about dreams. In this dream... Our mom gave me a counter argument that I've never heard or hadn't thought of. Like, so I was all prepared with the flight data and I was going to tell her like the flight from here to here is like measure the length of that flight. And then the flight from here to here. And then like, if you flew, you know, and you divide it, obviously you could figure this out. And then she said, yeah, but see, the flights don't go as high as they're telling you. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
She thought of a counter. She's like, yeah, they don't take as long. Like the timing, there's a discrepancy because they don't fly up in the air as much as they say.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for that. Like, I knew it would be something.
Flat, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Let's eat.
So amazing. And as you said, it was my exact realization when I woke up was like, that's kind of how it is. Like there are conservatives who don't fucking believe in climate change. It's not any different.
Not that far away.
They might as well be flat earthers.
God,
it was amazing. It was one of those dreams where I was starting to realize it was a dream, was kind of marveling at how amazing it was as I was kind of waking up, you know? Oh, God, that was the best.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of yelling. Most of my dreams with our parents involve yelling.
You know, it's weird you mentioned that, and I think I had a dream of yelling at Dad like a week ago, but I can't remember what it was. But anyway... I don't know if this is that good for the show, but I was texting our sister yesterday after I said, you know, sorry for not coming and all that. And I don't know how we got into talking about Dad again, but she made a point that was kind of interesting that I never really thought of about. Because at some point I said, I mean, we've said all this stuff a million times, but I said like, yeah, it would have been, if he would have just worked still, you know, like had a job, I wonder what would have happened, you know?
Yeah, would have been
and
better.
And we were saying like, you know, just to be around people more and have a schedule. And like, I just think he was really bored. Like, can you imagine being as smart as he was and like doing what he did every day? This is nothing. Never did anything that like really challenged him or like made him feel like he was useful at all. I mean, he got into, you know, oh, I know what it was. Because I went to the softball, my daughter's softball game yesterday, and I was wearing my Dodger hat and I just caught myself in a moment of, I was by the fence watching him warm up.
Yeah.
And I had my arms crossed across my chest and I had my Dodger hat. And I was thinking like, I'm like a toothpick away from being Dad right now. Like, and I messaged her sister that I was like, I'm Dad. I'm at the game. I'm staring at I'm watching everything the coaches and players are doing. And
yeah, you're mad at everything.
I hate everybody. And I picked out who sucks and who shouldn't be playing and who's like, you know, whatever.
Oh God. At least you realize it though.
Yeah. But I could feel the same. It's just interesting to me to like, I really want to watch all of them and know who's good and bad and their names. And I don't know. It doesn't matter, but it's just, it makes it more fun to watch the season, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no other parents do that. They all just sit on the bleachers and they just cheer and they don't really care about like who, I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, so we were talking about that and she was laughing because I said like, she's like, oh, I forgot about the toothpick thing. And I said, yeah, like Dad just working the souls of like the people he doesn't like with his toothpick the whole time. And, but anyway, we're talking about the job thing. And she said something really interesting that I hadn't really thought about. She said, you know, during that time, like whenever that was like 1980 or something, like, did you know that I think Dad or Mom mentioned before too, that like the interest rates were like a zillion percent and like the houses that Dad was building, you know, cause he was trying to build and sell houses. Mm-hmm. They weren't selling.
Yeah.
And like just the economy then,
yeah,
I could see like
time.
Yeah, being anxious and thinking like what the hell's going, like the economy we've had for most of our lives, especially the last
way
like,
different.
Whatever, seven or 8 years. Yeah. If you're like, I want to get a job, you just get a job. Like for the most part,
people have hard. No, I wouldn't go that far. The job market was really bad in 2008
That's true.
You know. But the interest rates for our lifetime have always been very reasonable. Like as long as we've been adults to, you know, looking to buy a car or a house, nothing compared to the eight, you know.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, Reagan was super unpopular for the first half of his presidency or the first half of his first term, at least maybe his whole first term, because it was so fucking bad. He wasn't doing anything Like it was really bad. Like it, you know, buying a house was awful.
Yeah.
15% or whatever it would have been.
And Dad's whole thing was house stuff. Mm-hmm. Like all of it was housing related. So I could see how he would have been like, if I continue trying to do this, it might just be insanely stressful. And I could have all this like houses that won't sell and loans on all this stuff. Cause I think they did have a couple loans that he had to like just get rid of or something. He did something anyway. So I was just thinking like, yeah, that's a little different. Like,
plus I imagine could, with, you know, his anxiety too, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I was thinking of myself with my anxiety. My business and all this stuff has gone as good as it can possibly go. And I still is horrible.
You're like still a wreck.
Like I'm trying to imagine if my business was like that and it was like all this uncertainty of rates or certain, you know, a huge component of your entire business was like a insane, like uncertainty, you know, I could see him being like, even if he wanted to work, he would be like, just too, I couldn't handle the stress of it.
Sure. But he also could have found a job that was different.
Yeah. Know? There's lots of jobs in Angel's Camp that he could have done. Yeah. I don't, that's what I'm saying with the economy. Like even now, like if I was like, I can't do this anymore, I could do Uber or like there's, you can,
yeah,
just feels like there's more ways you can kind of make some money. I don't know if it was like that in Angel's Camp in 1980. Like, I guess you could go do construct, you know, do anything to make any kind of money or whatever. But that's the only thing I hadn't really considered is what it must have been like with the economy at that time. Like, my point is that it would give you enough of an excuse to trick yourself into thinking like, I should quit doing everything because then I'll feel better than this stressful situation or whatever. Anyway. Like I said, not really that funny for the show, but I forgot. I would have forgotten, never told you that about that otherwise. But anyway, other hot jokes I have. Man, I have two things that are equally mediocre. I don't know which one to do. Well, here's a quick one. We've definitely made fun of the bullshit thing, March 17th, whatever it was that happened on March 17th. Oh, God, that happens every March 17th. My employee, my part-time employee texted me on like the 15th and he goes, hey, what is the deal? Like, what are our plans for St. Paddy's Day weekend? Like, we're definitely all taking the whole week off, but like, are we ever coming back? Like, are you shutting down for the month? It was the dumbest text I've ever gotten from anybody ever. And I didn't even know, how do you respond to that?
Fired. I don't know. Yeah.
I said like,
our St. Patrick's Day plans for work are don't come back and I won't pay you.
I think I texted him. Oh, he says, wondering if you have an idea of what St. Patty's weekend will look like. And do you want me on Saturday and Sunday? Like, what is that even? What is that?
College
mean?
Student? I don't,
he's in college.
Yeah. All right. You got to. I mean, you got to cut him a break. I mean, I'm not saying it's not stupid, but, you know, he hasn't learned about the fact that this is a meaningless fucking thing.
I know, but for like a, communicating with people is obviously always the worst, but like, he could just text me and say like, hey, I've got to, you know, St. Patrick's Day, I was wanting to do stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you could just say I'm sick, whatever.
No, just tell me. I always tell him, like, just tell me what you want to do and I'll tell you if you can do it. Yeah. Like, we don't have to have this thing of like, hey, what are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day? Do I need to bother coming in? Really, what you're saying is I want to drink on Sunday.
Yeah. Do I have to work? They're trying to like get a, I guess not have to feel like they're getting a favor, you know, like it's a free.
Yeah.
Grab at a not. Oh, you're nothing. Oh, okay. Well, I was available, but all right. I guess I'll.
The second part of the story is I texted back like, no, just a normal schedule. Like, we're not, it's not a holiday. Like, we're not. And so when I was laughing about it and I came in and talked to him, and I was like, so are you like a big St. Patrick's Day guy? Or like, what do you want to do this weekend? Like, I don't really understand like what you were asking us. Like, we're not closing down the business this weekend for St. Patrick's Day. So. It's nothing. Like, it's not anything. And he goes, no, I didn't really have any plans. I just wanted to make sure we were going to be working because I didn't know what you guys were doing. I was like, well, that's bullshit. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he didn't take the weekend. I said like, well, you know, I'd like you to work Saturday because that's a big day that we work in. Like Sunday. We don't even work Sundays. First off, there's no work on Sunday.
Wow.
So that's St. And I go, he goes, well, do you need extra help on Sunday? I was like, I don't really think so. So do whatever, you know, if you want to do whatever you want. And I said, like, do you want Sunday off? Are you doing stuff for St. Patrick's Day? I don't care. Just say what you're doing or whatever. He's like, no, I just thought you guys would be like gone or whatever. I was like, what? Do I give off a big St. Patrick's Day vibe around here? Like, I don't have any leprechaun posters.
I mean,
posters
you hung and... those paper shamrocks everywhere. Weeks ahead of time. I mean, I guess you're sending some mixed signals.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever... The guy is a very... I like him. He's a schooly, kind of nerdy. You know, he's not like a bro. You know, I would have sized him up as like, oh yeah, this guy's definitely like going to do a whole St. Patrick's Day thing or whatever. So the whole thing was really confusing, but I just wanted to make
that's awesome.
I wanted a chance to make fun of how St. Patrick's Day is nothing. And no one, if you want to do it, whatever. But like, it's not to the point where it needs to be discussed in workplaces as to like what people's plans are, is it? Do I have to account for that?
I don't get it. I don't understand. I feel like we should celebrate every different country's thing or just not bother, you know? Why is St. Patrick's Day a nationwide thing, and then like, I don't know, Beer Fest really isn't, or something, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever, Oktoberfest. I don't know, like, it just seems weird that there's just one country that we don't really have any specific relationship to, other than, yeah, you know, obviously people immigrated from it, but like, why is it such a, it's just because it's a holiday that people like because it's drinking and stuff, like, so they're like, oh, fine. That's great, let's do that one. But doesn't it feel a little unfair? I don't know. It feels a little stupid.
Well, and it's sort of like, well, I don't know.
We got Cinco de Mayo, I guess.
Yeah, that's another one. It's the same thing. It's not really based on a, you know, if it was like, this is the day that Irish people something had, their independence or what. It's not, right? It's not actually anything.
I don't even know. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, I just thought it was awesome because I had to have a discussion with someone about what my plans were for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
if he hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't even known that it was St. Patrick's Day. I don't have anything to do with any of that. The only other funny thing about St. Patrick's Day this year is that Nolan asked me if there were girl leprechauns, and I didn't know what to say, my son.
I think yes.
Probably. But it's a funny thing.
You should have said, in the same way that there are male leprechauns.
Yeah. It is. I think it's cool and funny that kids now, like our kids, would ask me a question like that, because you would notice that, like, why is every leprechaun a boy? Like, it just is. In the 80s, we probably wouldn't even have asked that, probably. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember thinking that. I just was like, oh, yeah, there's leprechauns that are boys, whatever. Or it's just a leprechaun or whatever. But it's funny.
I'm sure there are like 14 Fox News segments on how they're trying to change your leprechauns into women. And it's like the worst thing in the world.
It's ruining our country.
Remember the one that was like, Santa is a white male? Like Megan, wasn't that Megan Kelly or whatever? It's like, you can't change that Santa Claus is what? Like, fuck, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Nothing.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. Yeah.
Not only that, the original whatever it was based on was not that. So. No part of that is right, but whatever.
The original is based... Oh, you mean like
the
Wiccan...
Yeah, like the actual... wasn't there an actual saint it's based off of that would... I mean, is probably... He might have been like white in skin color, but he didn't speak English. So should we work that in? Wasn't he like German or something?
Like German or something.
Yeah, like if you're sticking to the rigidity of like, oh no, this is what it is, then like he also fucking... Cole was the good present and like... You know, because
it's
from
like
the fucking...
saying that Jesus was a white male, everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man. Dude, I want to round out with a nice nice household complaint that I wonder. I don't know how much this will resonate.
I love household complaints.
Oh, this is God. All right.
Buckle
up.
I
gotta, working myself up for this one. We need some new fucking ice machine technology.
Oh, my God.
We've got a state-of-the-art it wasn't honestly that top of the line or anything, but it was a good, new, not cheap, like an actual, you know, a good appliance, you know, in the thousands of dollars that we paid for this fridge when we bought our house.
You even say good appliance, like had it on the top of Who's a good appliance?
And... Hey. There are 14,000 different ways the ice maker doesn't work. Like, it's not just one thing. Any one would be enough. On one hand, there is a defect in it to where it freezes up and stops making ice because it gets stopped. Like, the top of it So that's just some defect where they're like, I haven't figured it out yet, but like Lydia's dad said there's something that I can get fixed. I haven't done it yet. But, you know, so that's one thing. So I have to fucking constantly be breaking up the ice getting frozen on the top. And then like sometimes it gets so bad, I just use Lydia's hairdryer and just melt the whole thing out. And that lasts for like a day. But anyway,
the same thing.
Even forget that. Like forget, pretend that that easy thing to fix, whatever the fuck that is, worked. Even still, after I fixed up this ice machine, in our fridge freezer thingy we have in our combo, and it was filled with ice, just brim, like just absolutely a bevy of ice. The thing was just, it was like a, I don't, like a fat kid in a small coat of ice, like it was just full, like couldn't be more ice in this fucking thing that I fixed, you know, because I got it defrosted and got it all working. It was humming, and I change it to ice. I'm like, I'm going to enjoy some of the delicious bounty of ice that I work so hard to make myself. And I hit the thing, and you hear the it's giving me like 3 fucking cubes out of a 800,000 ice cubes that I know are in there, because it's 2019 and the best ice maker depositor technology we have is what we've had since 1987, which is a single metal corkscrew thing that like
twists
and like tries to get your ice, but the ice just doesn't fucking feel like it sometimes. Like it just, you have plenty of ice and it's like, nah, we're not going to respond to that. We're not going to jump in your corkscrew thing. Isn't there something that can be done? I'm envisioning maybe like in addition to the one metal coil that's somehow supposed to get me all this ice, maybe there's like a masher on the top that like just makes sure the fucking ice get in the fucking coil. You know, there's got to be something. There's got to be a better
water.
Way. Water. What?
Just water sucks. You can't. It's water is like always melting and water, yeah. And then it's frozen. It's like there's nothing else that's like, well, sometime you're like. Trying to work with water, like, so what are you? Well, I'm water, but then like I'm a hard thing, and but then if I melt and then refreeze, then I'm a blob of impossible. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Like maybe there just is no technology that can ever deal with water.
Well, how do we even
deal with water?
I know. I feel like right now the ice maker is optional for the ice. Like the ice maker, you turn on the thing and it starts spinning the metal thing, and that tells the ice cubes, of which I have 400,000 in there right now. It's all full. It's not like it's empty. That tells them like, hey, if you feel like jumping in the chute, you know, go down to the cup that needs some ice, if you want to, you know, or don't, or stay in here. It's an optional thing. Somehow there needs to be some sort of machinery that turns that to definitely get the fuck out of here. Go down into the cup or water bottle that is trying to be filled up with ice. It's not like it's that big of a deal, but it's also more like, why haven't we solved this very basic thing by now?
My ice maker does the exact same thing. It does the same thing. It's the process of getting ice, like if I want a icy glass of whatever, water, pure vodka, I open the refrigerator doors, I open the ice box, the ice maker door, I jam it like a karate, like a quick... with, you know, like you make the, it's not a fist, but you make the like your
quick
finger
karate chop.
The last knuckles are down, you know, your last knuckles on your hand are pointed down to the ground, like
down to your last knuckles.
Yeah. And then I slam it like 4 times with my wrist, palm, bottom of my palm wrist, and so
like a Hadouken or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And then I close that, and then I close both doors, and then I can have ice. If I don't do that, then it just goes nothing happens. Yeah,
that's all
forever.
For an hour.
And then
you'll get one.
It's
like half of one ice cube that's decided to jump down because it was
bored.
And
it's like white, like half white and half clear. Because somehow, I guess that is one thing. Is like, okay, you got the thing squirts water into a tiny little miniature baby ice tray. And then it freezes, and then it dumps it into the thing. Mm-hmm. And somehow that zone of the ice being kept cannot stay a temperature to where the ice cubes would just be independently frozen and not stuck together.
Well,
what is that?
I don't think I have that problem, actually. I agree that that is a problem, a challenge. But Maybe your kids are opening the fucking fridge too much or something. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, that could be.
But for us, it is frozen. For us, it's too frozen in there. So like the defect in the freezer is that ice takes over the entire ice maker. Like it grows like a, you know, like Spider-Man's webs in there. Like it just covers everything. Because somehow there's some humidity that gets in there and it freezes everywhere. So that's our problem. But again, all that aside, like I have fixed it. This is like one day after I give it the fucking hairdryer treatment. So everything is good to go. There's a full tank of loose, good ice cubes ready to be deposited.
Loose ice cubes.
And
it's like liquid gold. You could like put both hands in there and like run them through your fingers and stuff. Wow. I've never experienced that.
Yeah, I handle it a lot. I just go in there just to see. No, again, just because I had fixed it all manually, I think to myself like a fool. Okay, at least for 1 to 2 days, I get to enjoy free, easy, free love ice. We've tested it all. We're both clean. There's no consequences to this.
No ice condoms or anything. Yeah.
I thought at a minimum I could get like 36 hours of that, maybe. Nope. Because
it just freezes again.
No, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's the ice decides it's not going to obey the laws of the corkscrew that's in there. I think it's political or something. Yeah. I don't know. Because it just decides, no, we're not doing
big
that.
Big ice.
Yeah.
Big corkscrew.
Like the ice union. And then the Ah, it's so fucking annoying.
I think I've been dealing with this for. We bought a nice new refrigerator. I don't know if it's when we bought our first house like 10 years ago. Now,
wait, what was that nothing joke? Didn't we move your fridge in together? And there was some. Oh, that was the old house.
What?
But remember, in the old house, I helped you move. I helped you move your fridge into your old house, and there was some joke I made that was.
It's gone. Yeah. I put it in the back of a truck or whatever that I borrowed.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were the passenger seat every time we were driving. Be like, take.
Yeah. You asked me like, "Oh, how's it doing?" It's like, it's gone.
It's gone. We made that joke for 5 years.
Wasn't even funny. Yeah. It was another thing that just wasn't, for some reason, was funny to us and not funny to anybody else. Anyway,
so you look back and the refrigerator just fell out like miles back, and it's gone. Yeah. That's the refrigerator. Before. Yeah. That same refrigerator. Anyway, my theory was like, because it's always just a clump of ice balls in there. It doesn't work. And I thought like maybe we're not using enough ice. Like maybe it's just, you know, like in the summertime when it's hot, you're just constantly.
It recommends you like work through, get a bucket and just put a certain amount through it just to make sure it's still. It's like running your car every so often so that it doesn't like the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think if there was like making ice as you were using ice, like you're just constantly using ice the same, then it's fine. But it sits for a week when no one even gets any ice cubes, and then it's just a big giant ice ball. And then
while I recognize that that is likely a problem for you, not a problem for me. I'm constantly getting ice, and I constantly have this problem. It's just an intractable thing. It can't be.
So in the dead of winter, you're just pounding ice waters?
Yeah. Dude, I love ice. Yeah, I love freezing cold water. What is it? I love freezing cold water and I love super hot water.
Yeah.
Both those things are great. Anything else seems not good.
Do you guys have one of those hot water things? Those?
No, we don't.
Yeah. At least in the Chinese community, everybody has, well, like, probably because of tea, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah,
everybody has those like electric water.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I kind of like the part where you get the water and then you boil it. Like that's part of it. It's a little bit of like a meditation kind of thing, you know, like I've never been, oh, I'm so mad that I have to boil this water. That's part of the fun for me.
So we just have instant boiled water always in that thing. It's nice.
Hey, I'm sure it's great. I'm not knocking it, but I just feel like, you know, in today's busy, world where everything's coming at you so fast. Sometimes it's nice to be like, I would like to fill a thing with water and put fire on it for 2 or 3 minutes. It's nice.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, it's been a fun reunion episode.
Yeah.
Get the gang back together for one last hurrah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to facebook.com/group/weaselstronghold to complain about the lack of episode last week. And we love you. Go to patreon.com/shoeshine and pledge the show because there's no reason not to. And see you folks next time Sam is not in Arizona.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.